It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you're having a tremendous Friday. I'm going to get you closer to Saturday. I'm going to get you closer to outside. I'm going to get you closer to home. I'm going to get you through the next hour. Whatever it is, I'm going to get you through. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer holding it down in New York City, Chris Persianen. And thank you to you for being here. Man, we've had a busy show. I'm sitting here minding my business. And then all of a sudden, Geno Smith gets traded from the Seattle Seahawks to the Raiders for a third round pick. Yeah, he got traded. Geno Smith is reunited with Pete Carroll and it feels so good. I assume it does. Meanwhile, DK Metcalf wants out and he hasn't gotten traded yet. Myles Garrett wants out and he hasn't gotten traded yet. The Browns even told him, man, you can't even talk to the owner. Kirk Cousins spoke to the owner of the Atlanta Falcons, Arthur M. Blank. Now, that's a rich person's name, ain't it? Arthur M. Blank. You got to put the middle initial. And trust me, that man's middle initial is on every building and every children's hospital here in Atlanta. But anyway, he spoke to Kirk Cousins. We don't know his middle name. Doesn't matter what Kirk Cousins' middle name is. Bottom line is they told Kirk Cousins, we're going to do what's best for us. We don't care if you want to leave. Kirk Cousins says he wants to leave and start. I bet he does. We just had a great conversation about the future of Aaron Rodgers. Will the New York Giants dare touch him? Apparently, there's a possibility that the Giants bring him on. I'd be shocked. Mark Cuban, speaking of an ownership group, Mark Cuban has spoken out against the current owners of the Mavericks. He did. He didn't do it in any uncertain terms. He's just like, man, I would have made that trade. Well, he didn't say that. What he did say is they should have got back more. And then when he was asked whether or not, you know, he would have did it, he refused to answer. A non-answer is an answer in my book. And thank you oh so much for a great conversation with Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. We talked about the Tennessee Titans. He said if he was running the Tennessee Titans, he would select Travis Hunter number one overall. He also believes that Shedeur Sanders is the best quarterback in the draft. Forget the athleticism and the ceiling and all of this of Cam Ward. He believes that his accuracy and his decision-making says enough. It says it all. And man, so we talked about a lot and we got more to do. First of all, if you want to call, you can. Happy Friday to you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You could also find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. That'll be a lot of fun. Today is March 7th. It's been that way all damn day long. And then I didn't forget this. We're going to talk about what took place last night between LeBron James and Stephen A. Smith. But let's go around the world and discuss some of the things that have taken place today. First, talked about this. The news just broke. Geno Smith is on his way from the Seattle Seahawks. He is going to be a member of the Las Vegas Raiders. Geno Smith in a final year of his contract. He's turning 35 years old later this year. Tom Brady got himself a quarterback. I guess he got himself a bridge. And now it's just time to see what the Raiders do at number 6 overall. Are they going to take a quarterback? Is Geno just going to sit down and keep the fort tight? Is he going to hold it down until the quarterback can take over? Tom Brady got himself somebody to work with. Now it's time to see what the Raiders do at number 6 overall. And then if you take a look at Seattle, what do the Seahawks do at quarterback? Are they just going to coax Sam Darnold to come? Or is Sam Darnold going to stay in Minnesota? If I'm Sam Darnold, I'm staying away from Seattle. Looks like the great unknown right now. I'm going to stick with Kevin O'Connell. I'm going to stay with the team where we just won 14 games. I am not moving. I'm not going anywhere. At least Geno moved. DK Metcalf still wants to move. Hasn't been moved from Seattle yet. Myles Garrett wants to move, and they won't even let him talk to the owner. Before the Super Bowl, Myles Garrett said, I want out. Andrew Berry, the GM, says, I ain't moving him. And then today we got a report that Myles Garrett requested sitting down with the owner, Jimmy Haslam. And Jimmy Haslam said, yeah, I might run the show, but I'm not getting in the middle of this. No, I'm not talking to you. Hey, listen to this report earlier today from Mike Garofalo from Good Morning Football.
Garrett reached out to Jimmy Haslam, requested an owner, requested a meeting with the owner, according to Tom Pelissero's sources, and Haslam said no. Now, my understanding is the reason that Haslam said no here is we know what the issues are. We know about the communication between your agent and Andrew Berry, our general manager, and our organization, the communication both sides. You need to go to Andrew Berry on this. And he has, Haslam does, full trust in Berry to handle this situation and basically redirected Garrett and Berry, or excuse me, Garrett and his agent to Berry in this situation, saying, you're not going to go around the general manager and come to me to get this thing done.
Well, I still think Myles Garrett is going to be gone. I don't think we'll ever see Myles Garrett in a Cleveland Browns uniform. And I think that's it. That's it. I think this man will sit out. I think he'll lose money before he puts on that uniform again. And so somehow, some way, the Browns, I think, will ultimately have to move off of him, even if it means that Myles Garrett is still technically on the team into the summer. I'd mentioned to you about Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is certainly, he ain't getting what he wants either. At least he got to sit down in a meeting with the owner. As Kirk Cousins was told, it doesn't matter if you want to leave and start on another franchise. We, the Atlanta Falcons, are going to do what's best for us. And so as the quarterback carousel continues to turn earlier this week, Matthew Stafford, he sticks around with the Rams. We don't know the contractual details yet. We know that Geno Smith is moving from Seattle to Las Vegas. We don't know what Sam Darnold is going to do. Russell Wilson is floating out. I don't know what the hell's going on with him. Justin Fields, where is he? What's the deal there? And then we talked about this in the last break. What the heck is next for Aaron Rodgers? Is there a way that Aaron Rodgers sticks around in New York with the Giants? Apparently, the answer might be yes. Daniel Jeremiah was on the Pat McAfee show, and he said the New York Giants are not afraid of the big bad Aaron Rodgers.
I have not heard the Giants connected with any of the veteran quarterbacks other than Aaron Rodgers. And for a team that feels like when you look at the situation there with coach and general manager like this, there's some urgency here. We need to get ready to go. We need to win right now. So who's the win right now quarterback? It's Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, it was the win, I don't know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. That was the win. Now, Aaron Rodgers, this Aaron Rodgers is nothing but indigestion. This Aaron Rodgers is like, he's like Chinese food late at night. It tastes good, but it's not good for you after. This Aaron Rodgers is like pasta and pizza late at night. Oh, it's good when you eat it, but it's coming with indigestion. It's coming with some pain. The New York Giants should avoid Aaron Rodgers at all costs. It's been a busy day in the NFL. It continues to be a busy day. Chris Persiana, did I miss anybody? Did anybody else get cut? Did anything else wild happen in the NFL today? Did I miss anybody, a big name?
JR, no, I don't think so. We're waiting on that other Bosa shoe to drop, but no, we got no other news, man. You covered all the big headlines.
The other Bosa needs to move, and Joey, yeah, just go play with your brother, right? There's so much going on. I can't, and I said this yesterday. I don't remember a time when we've had this many big names. Brand names. And maybe these dudes have made so much money and they're bigger stars nowadays. I can't recall having this many guys just available and eligible. A future Hall of Famer like Aaron Rodgers and, I don't know, Russell Wilson looked like he might have been on a Hall of Fame track, but I think we can throw that on out the window. We're just in a completely different space here in 2025. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. One reason why I would always look the other way when it comes down to Aaron Rodgers is certainly it's his words. It's the fact that he's a distraction. It's the fact that he's always getting in the way. He stood with the New York Jets and he said that, hey, we don't need distractions. He's the biggest distraction on the block. When we come back on the other side of the break, I want to talk to you about someone who's not happy about someone who gets paid to utilize his words. LeBron James was not happy last night with Stephen A. Smith, who, by the way, is now making $20 million a year to every now and then talk about the Cowboys, the Lakers, and LeBron James' son. LeBron James does not appreciate any of that, and he told him as much last night. Going to hear what Stephen A. Smith had to say in response. I'm going to give you my thoughts. But first, I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back. Yeah, we'll talk about LeBron and we'll talk about Stephen A. And at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Man, there's a lot going on in the football world. We talked about it. Geno Smith being traded. Myles Garrett not being allowed to talk to the owner. Kirk Cousins won out from Atlanta. And Joey Bosa is still around. He's a free agent. He got cut. God knows what the Tennessee Titans are going to do. I can go on and on and on and on and on. And we still got Aaron Rodgers. What's going to happen with him? What's going to happen with Sam Darnold? You got to love it. Like Jeezy says, I love it. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Now, speaking of love, there was no love last night in the City of Angels. The Los Angeles Lakers played a damn good game against the New York Knicks, came back, beat them in overtime. Unfortunately, Jalen Brunson went down with an ankle sprain. He's going to be out at minimum 2 weeks. That was a nasty-looking ankle sprain. So, and then even the Lakers, they've been lighting it up. Lakers have been killing it. They got a record of 12-2 since Luka Doncic hopped onto the scene. And even after that victory last night, that wasn't the biggest news as the night rolled into the morning. Because after the game, there was a video that went viral that took place during the course of the game of LeBron James approaching Stephen A. Smith, who was sitting courtside, to watch the game. Yeah, Stephen A. Smith watching basketball. It makes sense, right? Sitting courtside in L.A. Makes sense. The guy just got himself a 10-year contract. Guy got himself a $20 million contract, for, I think, for 5 years. Good for him. LeBron James pulled up on this man. And, well, we didn't have to think about what was said as LeBron James stepped up to him, had about 10 seconds worth of words, and walked the hell away. And Stephen A. Smith sat down. Stephen A. Smith was sitting down on his show this morning on First Take, and he pretty much said that LeBron approached him as a father, not an athlete, and basically warned him to watch his mouth about what he says about Bronny.
That was LeBron James coming up to me, unexpectedly, I might add, to confront me about making sure that I mind what I say about his son. That wasn't a basketball player confronting me. That was a parent. That was a father. And I can't sit here and be angry or feel slighted by LeBron James in any way in that regard. He clearly took exception to some of the things that he heard me say, and he confronted me about it.
Damn. Wow. Not surprising, not at all. You know, to be honest, though, I mean, outside of having the biggest voice in sports media, I don't think I've ever heard, and I'm not a fan. I used to be a fan, like 20 years ago, give or take, when he was doing radio. I'm not necessarily a fan now. I pay attention to what he says. Some things I roll my eyes at, some things I don't care. From what I've heard, I don't think I've heard Stephen A. Smith say anything all that incendiary. I don't think I've heard him say anything all that tough about Bronny. You know, I don't have the status or stature of Stephen A. Smith. I mean, I've sat here plenty of times and have said very clearly, like, the guy's not an NBA player. Like, we all know why he has a job. It's because of his dad. And so LeBron James has to take responsibility for the criticism that his son has received. And yes, it's totally unfortunate that Bronny James had to deal with a cardiac arrest. God bless him that he's still here and he's alive and he can play. And that's all good and well. Good. I'm happy for him. But his level of play, even in college, didn't indicate, or I should say at college, given his condition, it didn't slide him into being a draft pick. His dad, being LeBron James, did that for him. LeBron James, before and after and during the course of all of this, didn't help matters by at one point joking in the locker room that my son could be better than, you know, half of these guys in the NBA right now. That didn't help Bronny. LeBron James has hyped his son up. He did. And then when the criticism started to come, LeBron James wanted, hey, just let my son focus in on, you know, being a kid. Well, that's tough to do. And okay, I think we all need to understand this. There's no handbook for this. There's nothing to navigate. All things considered, LeBron James, who's been in the public spotlight since he was 18 years old, the guy is now 40 years old. He's had some missteps. And I would actually say it makes sense when you got a camera and a microphone in your face all the time. And so unfortunately, in this time, of which LeBron James has been the first in the NBA to do so, and I'm not going to kill LeBron for opening up his yap about his kid. He learned a lesson. I don't think it was the easiest thing for his son. And his son has to go along with the process and learn, too. And all things considered, his son has handled this the best way possible. He showed up when he's got his chances. Yeah, he stunk early on. Every now and then you see him with a layup or three, better than what he did at the beginning of the year. But we know, all things considered, he's not ready for this level. And so LeBron James has to take whatever criticism that comes with it as long as it's warranted. Now, this has been said. This has been said by Stephen A. Smith as well. They've reached out to him, LeBron James, and Clutch Management, and his agents have reached out. They have his information, but LeBron James wanted to step to him last night. And Stephen A. Smith continued on. Stephen A. Smith basically said, hey, if I were in LeBron James's shoes as a father myself, I might do the same damn thing. Listen to what he said.
As a father, I get it. I'm not offended. I'm not insulted. I don't have any animosity or animus towards LeBron James for this. Nothing like that. I don't think he cares, but neither do I. I'm just stating fact. None of that exists. If I was in his position, I can't definitively say I would not have done the same thing. That was LeBron James.
Yeah. No, that was LeBron. But all things considered, he's right. LeBron James is in an interesting spot. The only man to play in the NBA with his son. We may never see this again. Not in our lifetimes. I don't think I'll see it again in my lifetime. I hope this is the only time. I hope this is the last time that this is made a story. Because quite frankly, LeBron James has poured more gasoline onto the fire when it comes to criticism about his son. LeBron James has put more attention onto this by addressing Stephen A. Smith and by doing it publicly. This is what LeBron James did. Stephen A. Smith is going to talk. He's getting $20 million a year to do it. Talk to him privately or don't say nothing. Or don't say nothing at all. Because we've already heard that Stephen A. Smith will publicly share what has been said to him privately to a certain degree. Leave it alone. The best thing for LeBron James to do about his son is say nothing. Let him earn his stripes the rest of the way. Let him show up and ball out. And for Bronny James, I don't think you could ask for anything more than what he has already done, which is to show up and play hard and to let his play dictate whether or not he's ultimately going to make it in the league. And I guess we'll find that out years from now. But LeBron James, tough, man. Stephen A. Smith got the biggest microphone. He got the biggest mouth. And you got power as to what you do with it. And you basically gave him more ammunition to say whatever the hell he wants. It's a whole report that Stephen A. Smith is going to sit down with Skip Bayless on Monday. Or they recorded a piece that will air on Monday. I didn't even know Skip Bayless was sitting down doing a show. I guess he's doing a podcast or something. I don't know. Never liked that guy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Barry is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Barry?
JR Sport Brief. What a pleasure, man. What an honor to be on with you, man. I listen to you all the time. I appreciate you bringing me on.
And no doubt, man. What's up?
So I wanted to talk to you about this LeBron and Stephen A. situation. I'm a big fan of both. Like, a lot of people are haters of LeBron. I never really understood that. I think people just hate greatness. After a while, they want to see you fail. People also hate Stephen A. for some unknown reason as well. I guess because he's very opinionated. But that's his business. Like, that's his brand, right? His brand is, you know, to talk about, give his opinion about different topics and sports-related and sometimes sports, not sports-related. But I think the thing that Stephen A. forgets sometimes is that his platform is about entertainment. It is not about solving world problems. And when you have a responsibility, you know, like you said, he has a huge microphone. You have a responsibility to also make sure you check yourself. And I think what LeBron did as a father, and Stephen A. said this himself, is that, you know, sometimes you step out of line and people need to put you in check. And I believe that's the situation that happened with them, is that, you know, LeBron, was it kind of in the wrong? But like Stephen A. said, as a father, he could totally understand that. We can all understand that. We all know that Bronny is not NBA caliber at this point in his career. But again, my point about Stephen A. is that, listen, man, this is, at the end of the day, you're an entertainer talking about sports, period. And if you get out of line, and if I see, you know, it's the old school.
Do you think?
If I see you in the streets.
Sure. You but know, do you think at some point Stephen A. Smith said something that was out of line about Bronny James?
No.
Yeah.
We've all said the same thing.
Yeah. So what's the issue?
The issue is that it's Stephen A. And you said it. He has the largest microphone, and the fact that he was there at the game on the sideline, LeBron felt, this is my opportunity to show him that it's not all good.
Yeah. Well, it sucks because I couldn't tell you and maybe I'm missing things because I don't pay attention to what he says, really, unless it pops up for work. I don't know the last thing he said. I feel the last thing I remember hearing about Stephen A. In relation to Bronny was maybe a month, 2 months ago. Maybe it was the end of last year. We're now in March, where he pretty much said, hey, you know, they reached out to me and, you know, said something, you know, about don't talk about Bronny and this and that. And that's that was months ago. So
right.
my point ultimately is, like, LeBron, if there's nothing going on, why are you going to pour gas on it, man?
Right. Well, let me say this.
Yes.
Let me say this real quick. I think that it's actually more than just Bronny. I think that LeBron has been sitting on boil with Stephen A. for long time.
Oh,
he has not given that man, he has not given him 1 minute of his time. Man. You've never seen them together. He's never interviewed him. And so I think it was more than just Bronny. I think last night was an opportunity for Bron to just say, let me just show this dude that I, you know, that you know, I have dominion over him in my court, in my house, and I'm going to check you in front of the whole world. So that's all I got to say. But I appreciate you, man.
I think that's reasonable. Thank you, Barry, for calling from North Carolina. No, we've heard that. And Stephen A. Smith, we only played you clips. He talked extensively for about 9 minutes. They spent the first 9 minutes, the first 10 minutes of their show this morning kind of going through. Stephen A. Smith says they don't have a relationship. They said it is strictly, hey, how you doing, and bye. Like a lot of people have relationships with people. Hey, how you doing, goodbye. Yeah, nothing to do, nothing to see here. You know, there's power in a microphone. I think I can attest to that. Look, at the end of the day, everybody also has power over what they do and what they say and how they react. LeBron James had a choice not to even approach the guy, and we have no story. There'd be no talk about Bronny James. And so if Bronny James is brought up 3 months from now or maybe a couple of months next year, this is another box to check when it comes down to, hey, Bronny, let's just Bronny play. LeBron James said it himself, just let him play. Well, you ain't doing much to help when you're just approaching dudes on the sidelines going crazy. 855-212-4227. Steve is here from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, it's been a while. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Steve. What's up?
Well, it's a story. I can't believe what I'm hearing. I had heard nothing about this until you just reported on it. And two words come to mind when it comes to LeBron, hubris and chutzpah. And the only thing more disappointing than LeBron, although you can kind of expect this from him, where he thinks he can go around telling people what to say and what not to say, especially somebody whose job it is to comment, that's a sports journalist's job. But what's more disappointing is Stephen A.'s reaction, which is sort of like, you know, the puppy dog that rolls over on his back and exposes his belly to somebody as a form of surrender or submission. And I don't know, this is America, you know, and Stephen A. can say whatever he wants to say. And for LeBron to think that he can, as a father, as a basketball player, or as anything, to go up to another human being and say, you can't say this, or you better watch what you're saying. He's out of line. I'm sorry. He's out of line.
Well,
and Stephen A.'s reaction should have been one and only reaction, which is, I'm going to say what I think is right. I'm going to say whatever I want to say, and you can go pound sand.
Well,
so, that's all I got to say. This is hubris and chutzpah all rolled into one.
I'm not disagreeing, but I think by what I just said, there's a whole lot more that Stephen A. is going to say. If there's anything I think we've learned or seen over the past 15 years when it comes to him, he's going to milk this for everything that it's worth, and he's going to make it to his benefit. That's why he's now making $20 million a year. Thank you, Steve, for calling from Virginia. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you want to talk about stupidity? I'm going to get this out the way. And then I'm going to give you a few things that took place this day in sports history. You want to talk about somebody else I wish would just shut the hell up? His name is Draymond Green. And I feel like every time he opens his mouth, whether it's at the NBA All-Star game or now it's during a game or the course of a game, I'll explain on the other side. I think he crossed the line when it comes to talking about Karl Anthony Towns. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, there's so much going on in the world of sports. We got spring training. We got college basketball coming to an end on the men and women's side. They're moving towards conference play. It's a good time of the year. We're moving towards the playoffs, the postseason, the NHL, the NBA. It's a good time. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Now, before we get into a few things that took place this day in sports history, I did tell you I'm going to get into Draymond Green, which I will. But I told you it's a big weekend. The MLS season started, too. It's underway. This is a big weekend. This MLS game preview is sponsored by Lowe's. Members get more with Lowe's rewards. Don't wait. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. You looking for a good matchup? Got you covered tomorrow. We got a West Coast beef. It's up in Seattle, the home of the Seahawks as well. We got the Sounders hosting the LA Galaxy. I used to watch these two teams beat each other up for cups. We had LA beat Seattle last year on their way to a cup. So make sure you tune in tomorrow afternoon. The MLS season is underway. This preview is sponsored by Lowe's. Members get more with Lowe's rewards. Don't wait. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Now, unfortunately, right before we went to break, we talked about this whole LeBron James, Stephen A. Smith situation. I don't think Stephen A. Smith is done responding. LeBron James approached him at the Lakers game yesterday, basically told him to shut up about Bronny. And Stephen A. Smith sat back down, didn't want to have a confrontation in the front row of the Lakers game. Stephen A. Smith spoke about this earlier today on First Take, and he's basically like, look, I didn't want to get into it with LeBron, but I understand it, and left it alone. He spent 10 minutes basically saying the same thing. Now, this is another situation of someone who just needs to absolutely shut up. Last month, Draymond Green, during the NBA All-Star game, before the game, basically killed the league. And it's just like, man, don't you get paid from the league? Don't you get money from the fans and the basketball? And he eviscerated the league. Well, this week, a couple of days ago, he did something that I think is actually worse. And I think it shows to people that you actually need to do and put some work in, and you just can't say what's at the top of your mind. Or we can lower the bet. We can get rid of Lil Uzi Vert. The fact is, Draymond Green needs to understand that there is responsibility in the microphone, and it appears that he doesn't fully understand that. There's more than just saying what comes to your mind. Every now and then, it helps to be thoughtful, not just put a thought together, listen to me, but to actually be thoughtful. You know, earlier this week, the Golden State Warriors were in New York City to take on the Knicks. The Warriors beat the Knicks 114-102 without Karl Anthony Towns. He was out of the game. He had to deal with a personal issue. We didn't know what that personal issue was. But Draymond Green, after the fact, after they beat him, he went on his podcast, and Draymond basically said this about Karl Anthony Towns missing a game. Tune in.
You know, some would say he didn't play because Jimmy was in the building. I don't know.
It's like that.
You know, I'll tell you what, though. I saw Cap Pops yesterday at the game, and it's always love. I got mad love for the OG. His pops is an incredible man. But yeah, they said Cat ain't play because Jimmy came into town, and you know, him and Jimmy had the infamous practice in Minnesota.
No, that's it. That's what it is. This is the situation. Like, because Jimmy Butler was in Madison Square Garden, this is Karl Anthony Towns didn't want to play. That's what happened. Well, lo and behold, we all found out that the reason why Karl Anthony Towns didn't go is he apparently attended a funeral of someone very close to him who passed away due to breast cancer. And so Draymond Green was presented with this information. And this is his response. Listen to Draymond.
Are you aware of what the circumstances were?
No. No. What's the circumstance?
Apparently he said he was at a funeral for a family friend.
Oh, man, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. But my comments that I made was what I heard was this. And that's what I heard. So I do, you know, send my well wishes to him and his family. You know, none of us, it's inevitable. We all experience death in one way or another, and we'll all experience it in the same way one day. So it's unfortunate. You never wish that on anybody, but the Draymond Green Show with Baron Davis must go on. So I definitely, you know, wish them well and wish their family well and grieving. You know, because we all go through that, and it's never easy for anyone. But the Draymond Green Show with Baron Davis will go on.
No, man. What you just say is sorry. That's it. You don't pat yourself on the back, and you certainly don't double down by saying, well, that's what I heard, because all you're telling me is that you're irresponsible. If anybody doesn't need a microphone, if we need less than anybody, it's Draymond Green. It's the end of the show, which means it's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history. Let's go.
When I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is March 7th. It is 2025. Let's go back to 1996 as Magic Johnson, he becomes the second man all time to John Stockton to record 10,000 assists. Take a listen. Here it is right now.
And we're tied at 85. The Los Angeles Lakers and both teams having trouble hanging on to the lead. Magic's got the ball. He's against Smith's body press. Magic on to Campbell. 15-footer on the way. Good. Eldon Campbell from Magic. That's 5 assists. And that's it for 10,000. They'll stop it the next time it's down. That's 5. Magic Johnson got his 10,000 assists.
Yeah, that took place in 96. Now Magic Johnson's sixth place in assists. March 7, 2015, Kentucky was on its way to going undefeated. Take a listen to this via Nesson.
The Kentucky Wildcats are the 19th team in history to enter the NCAA tournament with a perfect record. If they win March Madness, they'll become the first undefeated champion since 1976. The last team to achieve perfection was the Indiana Hoosiers, coached by Bob Knight.
Kentucky won and won and won and won and won some more until they met Wisconsin. Sorry, didn't work out. March 7, 2016, some guy named Peyton Manning decided to call it quits. There were a lot of tears. Listen.
Every moment, every drop of sweat, every bleary-eyed night of preparation, every note I took and every frame of film I watched was about one thing. Reverence for this game. When I look back on my NFL career, I'll know without a doubt that I gave everything I had to help my teams walk away with a win. There were other players who were more talented, but there was no one who could out-prepare me. And because of that, I have no regrets. There's a scripture reading, 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight, and I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Well, I fought a good fight. I finished my football race, and after 18 years, it's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Yeah, Peyton Manning, he now has a production company with his brother. Man, they're running wild over everybody. They own everything, the Mannings. And we're about to see what Arch does as well. So for one Manning that goes down, another one comes up 10 years later. Hey, March 7th, 2016, that same day of Peyton Manning's retirement, Steph Curry decided to hit his 303, the first dude to knock down 300 in a year. It was also the Warriors' 45th win at home. Listen to this.
Season.
Well, unfortunately for them, the Golden State Warriors, by the way, Steph Curry had 41 points in that game. There was no championship. Cleveland Cavaliers, you might remember, they won in 7 games. Cavaliers won their first title. Yeah. Good for them. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Listen, folks, it's been a fun week. It's been a good Friday. Hope you've had a tremendous time. We can get rid of the bed now. No more sports history. We've had a great week. We've had a great time. Thank you,
JR. Every time you're on the air, sports history is being made.
Oh, well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We've had a great week. Thank you to Chris for holding it down yesterday and today. Thank you all for listening. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Chris, I appreciate you, man. You have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you. Likewise, JR. I'll be back here at the Infinity Sports Network tomorrow, bright and early. So it'll definitely be a good weekend.
All good. Thank you to Joe Rexroad for joining us from The Athletic. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network because I might be done. But don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Please be safe, be smooth, be well. You can find me everywhere online at JR Sport Brief. I'll catch you on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Be well.